Shavuos Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey 1-5. This Mishnah really is a revisiting of the previous Mishnah. Essentially, we have a student, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who was a student of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Rabbi Shimon who's mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And this Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Shita was not exactly as was presented in the previous Mishnah. So he gives a variant understanding of Rabbi Shimon's Shita regarding the different the efficacy of the different Musaf Chatas that are brought. So the Mishnah says inside, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in his name, the name of Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Se'iri Roshei Chadashim Mecharpen al HaTor She'achal Esatame. Yes, in agreement to the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, the role of the monthly goat brought as a Chatas was to atone for a person who was Tahor, but unwittingly, Bishogeg ate a Tameh Korban. However, Mosif Aleim Shel Regalim, the three Regalim each had their own Chatas, a goat, which actually served a dual purpose. Not only Mechapen Al Hatar She'achal Esatameh, not only did it do the same thing that the monthly Rosh Chodesh Chatas did, atoning for the Tahor person who ate the Tameh thing, but also the Musaf from Rosh Chodesh Chatas, the Gimel Regalim, the three Regalim, that Chatas, also Va'al She'ein Bar Yedia Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. That one had a dual role. It also atoned for someone who entered the temple precinct or who consumed, kudshim, sacrificial meat, without knowledge ever. He never knew his tummy, either before or afterwards. And then there's that third special once annual chatas mosaf that's brought on Yom Kippur, and that is mosaf aleihen shel Yom Kippurim. That is even more effective. It does not just shein mechapen al tahor she'achal esatame, not just for a tahor person who eats a tame thing, like which happens on Rosh Chodesh, but shein b'yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, and also for one who never knew he was tame, never before, never afterwards. He just unbeknownst to him, he was tame and went to the temple precinct or ate the kachim, which is atoned for on the Shalosh Regalim. But the Yom Kippur one does that as well. And in addition, Val Shein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila Aval Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Sof. But even in a scenario where a person later on is informed that he was Tameh at the time he went to the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, or when he ate the kachim, still his remedy will be that on Yom Kippur they bring this Musaf to atone for that. So now the Mishnah kind of repeats what it did in the previous Mishnah. It says, Amru lo, so they, the rabbis, asked him. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, regarding Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Shita. Ma'o sheyikruvu zeh bezeh, can you substitute one for the other? If you designated a particular goat to be a mutzah for Rosh Chodesh, could you bring on Yom Kippur or vice versa? Amru lehem hein. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda says, yes, that's what Rabbi Shimon held. You could substitute, but no problem. Amru lo, so they said back to him, Im kein, if that's true, you shall Yom HaKippurim craven Barosh Echadashim. Yes, we understand how if you had designated a goat to be a Musaf Yom Kippur, so it's going to come to atone, amongst other things, for the Tahor Tameh, craven Barosh Echadashim. It makes sense you could bring on Rosh Chodesh instead, because it does that as well. Aval, however, Hech shall Rosh Echadashim craven B'Yom HaKippurim, how could it be if you designated a goat to be for Rosh Chodesh that you could bring it instead on Yom Kippur? L'chaper kapar she'en ashalah. That would be, you're trying to use on Yom Kippur to atone for the category of sin, meaning you didn't know the beginning but you know the end, which a normal Rosh Chodesh korban can't do. Amar lahen, so he answered back to them, kulan ban l'chaper tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Really, it's all like kind of the same general category of coming to atone for Tumah relating to the Beis HaMikdash and Kachim, and therefore it's considered all one category, as much as that a Chatas for one can attend and atone for a Chatas, equally as for any of the three things, if it's designated for the other. And that's a different version of what Rabbi Shimon said. Again, the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon at all. Halacha essentially follows Rabbi Yehuda, we had back a couple of Mishnayos ago. But I'll wait just a moment till after the next Mishnah before I sum that up.